Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Doc, I don't think we're ever going to put this question to bed, but it comes up so often, and let's talk about it one more time so folks understand it. This time from David in Mount Washington. I heard you mention that peanut butter can be toxic if it contains the wrong sugar. So I read all the labels on all the treats that I give to my pets, and my question is, aren't peanuts toxic to dogs anyway? So, okay, let's talk about peanut butter again, Doc.
All right. So, well, the peanut butter that he was talking about, the sugar was xylitol. So anything, when you look in a label for your pet's treats, if they have XYL in it, do not give it, because that is extremely toxic to dogs. And they're using it as a sweetener, safe for humans, but they're using it as a sweetener in many, many products now, and I can't tell you what they are. They never used to use it in peanut butter, you know, before, and then the last few years they started using it. So now we have to check that tree. So are peanuts toxic? Well, peanuts technically aren't toxic to dogs, but macadamia nuts are. So I always tell people they're just not good treats for animals. Stay away from the peanuts and the almonds and the macadamia nuts, because macadamia nuts can cause severe pain and hemiparalysis, which means partial paralysis, and it can last up to 3 days. And so don't give them. It's just a bad thing. So no, peanuts technically are not toxic. So a peanut butter treat to give a pill is okay, but make sure it doesn't have xylitol. And I wouldn't give peanuts as treats. I wouldn't give those kinds of nuts to dogs.
So, David, in Mount Washington, you are not nuts.
Just out of curiosity, though, does your dog, Larry, does your dog ever look at you when you're eating popcorn and it's like, give me some, give me some?
My dog looks at me no matter what.
What you're eating. But what about popcorn, Doc?
You know, I was eating popcorn last night, and my one dog sitting there staring at me. I said, quit looking at me.
You know, they just don't. You looking at me?
You feel guilty. I know.
Exactly.
Not to look at me. All right.
No, popcorn's not toxic.
Okay. Okay, good.
Deb and Mitch and Don Manaka, dear Dr. Mike, is there a good way to stop a dog from being so anxious all the time? Our dog is fairly calm when we're home as a family, but when we are home alone, he seems anxious all the time. Do you have any suggestions without making him a zombie?
That's a good question. So there are a whole bunch of calming products on the market. We call that separation anxiety. You know, when certain members of the family leave, it might be one individual, they start to get anxious. Everybody leaves, if you had a film on them, you'd probably see they get really anxious. And some dogs start to howl. They get very upset. And so there's a lot of calming products, like Composure is the name of one of them. There's a DAP collar, and these are over-the-counter products. A DAP collar is a dog-appeasing pheromone. You can put it on them, and it helps give the comforting pheromones from the mother when they were puppies, and that can work. And then there's a new product out called Calming Care from Purina. It's a probiotic. It's a calming probiotic. I was out at the conference in February. I haven't used it yet. It's just coming out of the market. But it's purported, when I watched what they were doing with dogs and watched their studies, it really seemed to be effective, so I'm excited. It's a probiotic you sprinkle on their food every day, and it blends in their abdomen or in their microbiome, their good bacteria in their intestines, and that will hopefully help to calm them. You know, how your gut feels is how you feel.
Has
I like that thought a lot.
Medical marijuana or CBDs come to the pet world yet?
It is. Us veterinarians in Pennsylvania can't recommend it yet, and it's because of the federal law that marijuana has no medicinal value. It's a Schedule I narcotic is what they claim. And so until they release that, we're not going to be able to recommend it. There are clients of mine using it, though, that you can get that. And I'd say it's about 50-50. And that what they're using it for, it seems the most, is for seizures, to try to reduce seizures. They're using it for arthritis pain. And they're using it for anxiety. So all of those things. But it's not marijuana. It's the CBD oil. And it's it doesn't contain the THC that makes them high. And I can't tell you which products are good because I haven't studied that yet. I don't know.
After they use that product, do they want popcorn?
I don't know.
Nachos.
Hey, yeah,
Doritos.
I'm curious, Doc. Do dogs get jealous? Meaning, often in my line of work, I run into people with animals, and I'm friendly to the animals. They're friendly to me. And when I get home, Spike's all over my pants legs smelling the other dog. Now,
so
do the dogs get jealous when they smell another animal on you?
Imagine me when I come home.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
You're like a potpourri.
You just explained my nightly, you know, ritual with my animals. They're like, get away from me. What are you doing? And, you know, they want to sniff every smell. And do they get jealous? Well, we had, I had two dogs that I wish I had a video to show people. All I had to do was go pet the other dog, and the other one would start whining, like, what are you doing? And I do believe that they show that emotion. And I know when they studied emotions in dogs, the scientists said, nope, they don't have emotions. You know, I said, well, that's not true. Every pet owner does not agree with you. So redo your science and get the right answers next time.
All right, Mel and Seth, Seven Fields. Lately, our dog, a boxer mix, seems to very slowly walk and is hunched. He wags his tail and eats well, but we're worried he has arthritis. Does that come on suddenly? Your thoughts?
You know, if I hear that history, I don't think arthritis. I think that he, you know, partially ruptured a disc. And Ooh. So they hunch up their backs. You get really, really painful. They don't want to take steps easily. They don't want to go down or up easily. I would have your veterinarian check that. There are some medications that we could give to help. Medical management of that is something that usually helps. But if it doesn't, there's some really good neurologists in town that could potentially do a disc surgery just like they do on people. And that would be the last resort, of course, but depending on the symptoms. But I would have your veterinarian see that dog. I'm sure they can give him relief. Arthritis typically doesn't come on that quickly. So there are exceptions, Lyme disease, things like that, but they typically are slowly progressive problems in animals.
And you can always go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com and drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast information at your fingertips. Doc, have a great week and enjoy this first full day of spring.
Yes, happy spring. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. It was my pleasure.
Here come the ticks. Dr. Mike Hutchinson.
Stop.